To take a closer look at this trend, I spoke with Ronald Langston, National Director of the Minority Business Development Agency, the group which comes under the umbrella of the U.S. Commerce Department, helped facilitate the census report. Mr. Langston said the growth of black businesses is good news and reaffirms the president's goal of keeping America competitive.
I think there's a renewed sense of entrepreneurial energy in the African-American community that we have not seen, I guess, since the Harlem Renaissance and shortly after World War II. More and more individuals are seeing themselves as business owners and not just as going to school, graduating, and getting a job.
This has been something that we have seen with the hip-hop generation. Is this also reflective of older blacks as well?
Absolutely. As we see more people who are leaving the workforce after 25 and 30 years in business, they're leaving with golden and sometimes platinum parachutes, and they want to go into business. And it's certainly not unique to the hip-hop generation. Matter of fact, we have seen a consistent flow of more minorities because of technology, because of new focus energy in being an owner, really responding to this need to be in business.
Now, let's define what these businesses are in terms of just size and how we define, quote, black business, if you will.
There are about 1.2 million minority businesses, of which 1.1 million are what we call micro or sole proprietor businesses. And though that might seem a little disconcerting, it really is a good base by which we can start to grow businesses. Almost 40% of minority businesses are in the services arena, and another 33 to 34% are in retail. So there's a disproportionate number of minority businesses in those two sectors. My concern as a national director for minority businesses is to see a greater distribution of minority businesses in the high asset businesses like manufacturing, transportation, and utilities.
While I think most people would applaud all of what we're seeing, we've got to be honest, not just about black business, but about business and the idea of becoming an entrepreneur. It is not an easy road to hoe. When you jump in this water, you know that more than half will, in fact, drown.
That is a national statistic, regardless of your race or ethnicity. There is about a 45 to 51% failure rate in the first 1 to 3 years, and that's not uncommon. You know, when we started the Minority Business Development Agency in 1968 as a product of the Nixon administration, we were the only ones on the block, pretty much providing the kind of technical and managerial assistance. But today there are many NGOs, nonprofits, trade associations, chambers who are also providing that kind of entry-level review and technical assistance. We have been focusing on strategic growth companies that have $1 million or more in gross receipts because we believe that profile of entrepreneur business owner has the greatest capacity to expand, grow, engage in mergers and acquisitions, and to employ more people.
With these increasing numbers, are we starting to see an increase in mainstream lending institutions looking to African Americans?
Yes, we are, but it's somewhat targeted. There are four or five real key states, California, Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois, and then we can get into Ohio and back to Pennsylvania, where we're starting to see a larger number of access to capital routes being taken by entrepreneurs, particularly African American and other minorities. We're also starting to see among different ethnic groups various pockets of venture capitalists, angel funders. For example, the Hispanic business community really has been leading the way recently on angel funders.
Now, Mr. Langston, I don't have to tell you this. I'm sure that you've had to deal with this for some time. When people are starting to look at a trimming of a budget, oftentimes what we see is the kinds of flotation devices, if you will allow that, that carry minorities through the hardships. There have been concerns that we're going to see those kind of programs go by the wayside.
Frankly, the president's budget on research and development and on tax credits and also return of taxes to small businesses has been quite instrumental, I believe, and also the reports you see around the country have been very instrumental in helping businesses to grow and expand. So we need to position African-American businesses to take advantage of the tax opportunities of the research and development as different budget items shift around, but as they shift around to competitive areas, that we make sure they're positioned to take full advantage of them.
We talk about lower interest rates. Everybody's watching the feds, the tax credits that are given. And those sometimes, particularly when we start moving into midterm elections and then into 08, can sometimes be battleground and tenuous. How confident are you that these kinds of things are going to remain in place?
Well, no, the president has asked for a permanent tax credit and tax break. So I hope that the business community, particularly the minority and African-American community, will support the president's tax program to make tax reduction permanent, particularly as those taxes are reinvested back into businesses. And then from there, they could take opportunities to grow and expand their businesses and to employ more people.
All right, Mr. Langston, before we let you go, a lot of numbers in this 468-page report. What number do you want people to really take a look at and say that this is most important?
There are actually two numbers. The 45% increase in African-American firms is very, very strong and a good number, and we're moving in the right direction. Equally important, you see a 25% increase in the gross receipts of those African-American firms. So both gross receipts and firm growth are moving in the right upward trajectory, and we must sustain that trajectory going forward because we want to see more multi-million-dollar businesses grow. And that 1.1 million of sole proprietorships, I want to see that number reduced and the other side of the table increase, because that's where our strength is going to be going forward in the future.
Mr. Langston, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm a big fan, and I appreciate this opportunity to visit with you today.
Ronald Langston is National Director of the Minority Business Development Agency. Coming up next, survivors of Hurricane Katrina fight to hold on to their homes, and a rapper's death leads to a call to end the violence between black men. We'll discuss these topics and more on our roundtable.